According to international rules governing the operation of the ice boom, it must be open by April 1st, unless the eastern basin of Lake Erie is covered by more than 250 square miles of ice. And after this long, cold winter, there's a lot more than that.
The eastern Lake Erie itself is over 1,800 square miles.
And Paul Yu, chief of water management for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Buffalo, says it's not just a thin cover of ice.
We actually landed a helicopter on the lake, and we drove 6 holes in the different parts of the lake, and the one closest toward Buffalo, it was something like 42 inches thick.
So it could be a while before enough melts to release the boom.
We cannot have the entire 1,800 square miles going down the river, because that'll take forever to, you know, get out of the lake. Considering the maximum amount of square miles going through the Niagara River, you're talking about maybe 10, 15 square miles a day at the most. And so if you're talking about 1,800 square miles, talking over 100 days.
The boom is installed every fall to prevent ice from flowing down the Niagara River and damaging the water intakes for the Niagara Power Project. The latest ice boom opening goes back more than 40 years, Yu says, to May 3rd, 1971.
And I sure hope we will not break that record.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.